Blog Talk Radio.
I'm trying to come up with a tagline for my war room. This came out of air with this war room. But since I was in the Army, and I'm talking about women and auto repairs, okay, the acronym was like war. So I'm like, where's for me? No. No.
I wish we would have set this up ahead of time, but we have a iPhone, we could have put it on a tripod in front here with you.
So she could have taped it.
I have one of my first in the car. I can just taste it. So we're going 15 minutes, and then we're going to do
actually, you're a minute into being on air right now.
Okay.
Hey, all right.
Hi.
This is where I'm Blog Talk Radio right now. That's kind of where we're at. Yeah, so, Sandra, we're going to go through an introduction of you. We're going to tell all our viewers and listeners who you are and, you know, what you've started, your past background and career from family to service and what you're doing currently. It's really kind of exciting to be able to bring you to life. I mean, so, you know, what have you been up to in the last few days?
Wow. Really been exciting for me because I've just secured a funding element for my business. I have an opportunity to be the finance piece for that's a new franchise. And now I have the backing, literally, with pockets deeper than mine, be able to lease the equipment for the new businesses, and it's really excited. I'm really, really pleased.
You know, when you get those jumps in your career and you see this expansion, it really becomes a confidence booster as well.
It does.
Because people are believing in what you are doing.
Yeah.
Where's that drive you to the next level?
It takes me national. It really does. Right now, I'm primarily in Chicago. I have a couple of dealers that I work with that are in Detroit. But this will take me coast to coast. It literally will. And that's, as a small business, if you're a scale, that's the opportunity.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. Starting your first business?
But that was before this business. I mean, I've always had ideas of starting my own business. Once it got to the part where you write a business plan, it just kind of said, oh, yeah, it's all about tires and auto repair. And I was a leasing consultant in the real estate business. His background in that. So the two background, they just kind of came together for my life's purpose.
Well, we're definitely going to get a chance about your background. We're getting ready to start live.
Here we go.
Ready to go.
There you go.
If you guys are all set, do a countdown?
Yes.
Okay. Now you guys are waiting. Hi, dear. I'm Andrea Metcalf with Women Talking Cars. You know, women make 80% of the purchases in a car, but can drive them. And we are also going to be people who not only can demystify the car buying process and the car maintenance, we're also going to talk to women who drive us, driving towards excellence. First guest today is Edwards. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Shake fan here.
Let's information. You know, Sandra's the founder of Wheels, but she has a background from being in the services, being homeless at one point in her life. She's a native Chicagoan, and she's also served in the U.S. Army. I tell you, to meet this lady in person, she's house, and more time. Sandra, tell us a little bit about your Wheels on Time.
Thank you, Andrea. Wheels on Time finance company. We provide the new tire purchases pairs for people.
So that I said, okay, well, she's a lot of money. People want money left. What are you doing? You got a big bank or you got a cash stream?
Well, very beneficial. Mm-hmm. We just got our first background so people to get more financing done need, and we have a backer now, so it's awesome.
That's people like Bob. BobRoman.com. If you can come in, Wheels on Time, or that repair, we've got field tools who are actually put those cars back together.
Mm-hmm.
From Sandra,
mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the first point where you and I, you told me that.
I do. I have a husband, James Edwards. I've been 5 years now. I have a son, Mari, and I have two grandchildren and a granddaughter.
But there was a point in your life that you were pretty much. So let's go back to that point, because it really is the root of who you are, become, and how hard to be where you are today.
Yes, Andrea. I was homeless. When my son was 13 years old, we didn't have a I went through wrongfully incarcerated, living out of my car, and I really was at my lowest point, but I've always had faith. I've always had faith, and things out of the way. I saw the error of my ways, and I kind of changed some things. It's been a long road, but now I try to impart those things that I've learned to other women. And because it's important,
them.
And empower them.
Well, I think you had told me to go back to the police station, and I thought that was really interesting because you said you just got out of jail for this crazy thing that happened.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. I spent for something that I did not do, and I'm in my car. I woke up one morning in my car because I didn't have a place to live, and I'm like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. And he said, now, Andrea, you know that was the last place I wanted to go, but I was being obedient, so I went to the police station, and ironically, a police station was the women's shelter.
And they helped
you. They helped me.
You get your feet on the ground.
They
and
did.
Start pushing forward.
They
I mean,
did.
You have a 13-year-old son that you're responsible for yourself.
Yes.
You know, what was the next step?
Just having belief, having faith in myself, not giving up on life because I had fallen. Theory that you should fail fast. You're going to fail. You can't not go through life thinking that you're never going to have any defeats. That's not going to happen. But do it fast.
Get it over with,
get it over with and move on.
Make those mistakes. I think learning
Absolutely.
From those mistakes is really key.
Absolutely.
I know I've had a lot of successes on my own. And so confident. You know, you cold called the president of NBC. You cold called Oprah.com. And what makes you that confident? I said, because I know that one out of those 10 times,
Absolutely.
And I don't care about the other 9 that I fail.
Absolutely.
You know, in my lifetime, I've made a lot of mistakes. But it's when you don't learn from those mistakes that you can't move.
Right.
Having that confidence is really, really important, and belief in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that leads us to this newest business that you're in, Wheels on Time,
mm-hmm.
where you help women get new tires, and men, I think, for that matter.
We do.
But also repair. And that comes from a career as unlikely as being a... Tell me a little bit about that.
I was. When my son turned 18 years old, I thought, you know, I'm in the middle of jobs right now, and I really love to drive. Driving is therapy. So I thought, I'll be a truck driver. So that's what I did. I set out to go to truck driving school. I got my CDL. I actually even drove tankers. I was the only female at the company, but I was awesome, if I may say so myself.
That's an industry that we don't see likely as women into. So what barriers did you have to overcome?
I'm going to be totally transparent. I didn't feel like there were any barriers. I've been a tomboy most. Always been one that was hands-on, so I knew a little bit about auto maintenance, and I knew I loved to drive, so there was, you know, made me feel like I couldn't do that.
Well, that's an interesting story. We'll take you back to Sandra Edwards. She's 6 years old, a car, and her dad said, now, what did your dad tell you? It's some good advice.
He says, okay, if anything goes wrong with the car, just bring it over. Bring it over so he could repair it. That was not the case. Bring it over so that we could repair it. So it started out, okay, Sandra, so what's it doing? Well, why do you think it's doing that? And I'm going, I don't know. But that in and of itself taught me how to listen to my vehicle, how to pay attention to what's going on in my vehicle so that I wasn't afraid to dabble.
Well, I hear you. I was telling earlier a story of I was about 20 years old, and I had a LeBaron convertible. I had never bought a car. I was very, very lucky and grateful that my father bought me a new car. And, of course, being a spoiled brat, I decided that I didn't like the Chrysler LeBaron convertible in 83. I wanted the Honda Accord. That was the cool, hip car, or a used BMW. In either case, the car dealer decided to trade in my LeBaron, and I got a Dodge Omni for about 3 months' time.
Mm.
Now, during that 3 months' time, we had a little bit of an issue because there was this little lamp that kept going off, this red light that looked like a little genie. I thought I was going to get a wish at some point, and the wish was going to be for a tow truck when my car had burned up with no oil. So I learned about car maintenance.
The hard way.
The hard way. Yeah, lost some money on that deal and definitely had to work hard to pay my dad back. But
and there are a lot of stories out there like that. So as a woman who knows about auto repairs, during the summer, I give a women's car care clinic where I teach women how to do everything from change their tires to maintaining their fluids, just light auto repairs that will keep your car on the road.
It's so funny. You and I do the same thing. You talk auto repair. I talk body repair, which is
wow.
The same thing. How do you fuel it? How do you use it?
Yes.
How do you take care of it?
It's important.
It's very important.
Yes.
Now, let's go a little bit back further. We're talking about your dad giving you your first lesson on auto repair. What was that like?
You know, it wasn't bad. It was loving and caring, so I was into it. You know, it wasn't like a taskmaster where he's beating a whip and you're going to learn this. He was like asking me questions that just made sense. You know, it was the what they call the process of elimination. So if it's not this, then what else could it be? You know, he would just ask me questions that made me think about, okay, well, that makes sense. Let's try this. And eventually we would get to what was wrong. And I was so motivated by that that I couldn't be intimidated because it just made sense. It wasn't rocket science, as they say.
It can be simple, you know, but you do remind me of a character out of My Cousin Vinny. You're the Mona Lisa Vida, Vito. Of My Cousin Vinny, because she knows cars inside and out, which makes it such a great asset when you're talking about car repair and getting that financing.
Absolutely.
Talk tires. That's where you really started. Wheels on Time was about getting people the opportunity to be able to afford new tires.
Absolutely.
And what does the average set of tires cost these days?
Well, obviously, that's going to depend on a couple of things. It will depend on your year, make, and model of your car, the tire size, the tire brand, but now, and the customers that I tend to work with are people who have nicer vehicles. Their tires may cost $700 to $1,000 a pair. I mean, for a set, actually, that which would be a set of four. But that's a lot of disposable income that a lot of people just don't have.
Right.
You know, so we help buy a set of tires.
Well, and tires are really important, especially in the city of Chicago. With
absolutely.
I had a car that I ended up buying hot.
Are you kidding
me? And in 2 years' time in the city of Chicago, I had 9 tires replaced. And those
tires
were very expensive tires that I was very happy that I could buy.
Absolutely.
So what other repairs are you seeing as common things that need to be financed that people aren't, you know, thinking going to happen to their car?
Yeah. Well, we do light auto repairs financing up to $1,300. So far what I've been seeing, transmissions, and that's not the purchase of the transmission and the service, because, you know, hourly service rates tend to get a little high. But we help people if they just want to buy the part, as long as they're using a garage that's licensed and bonded, then we'll do that as too. We don't finance Shade Tree Mechanics, and we don't do that.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
So we get a lot of brakes, suspension, things that have to do with the life of their tires.
Okay, so let's talk about that transmission. Mm-hmm. What does it do? What's the average cost?
Well, that's going to depend a lot on the vehicle. If the vehicle's bigger, then, of course, your transmission is going to cost a lot more. The transmission basically shifts your car. It's what moves your car from speed to speed.
So no transmission, no
car. You're
not going to body.
Pretty
okay,
much.
It's kind of like the heart of the car.
That and the engine. They work hand in hand. Like you were talking about your oil.
Yeah.
If you don't have oil, you're probably going to blow gaskets. That's going to kill your engine. So all these things work together to keep the car, it like a well-oiled machine. Start with the minor things, like being able to recognize when you need to change your fluids, when you need to add to or whatever, and not just your oil, do the oil, but you have 5 to 6 fluids in your vehicle that you need to pay attention to and maintain.
Five to six. So now I'm I know windshield wiper fluid.
Windshield wiper.
I know.
Coolant.
Coolant. Okay.
Transmission fluid.
Let me guess. I don't know transmission fluid, but I know oil. Mm-hmm. And then there was another key one that when it gets low for my brake.
That.
Brake fluid. Okay.
Yeah. So all those. So what we do is in our women's car care clinic, because it's a hands-on class, typically have a dozen women in the class, and we have a little booklet, and we go through the different repairs.
So I can be better educated.
Absolutely, and they get to work on their own cars.
So you said transmissions. You mentioned brakes. Now, yes. Recently, I was at the auto dealership, at the Jeep dealership, and they had told me, you know, you're going to need new brakes soon.
Hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, what does that mean? Does that mean I need them in 2 days, 2 weeks?
Mm.
And then I was surprised to find that it was going to be $400 to $600, which when we come again to an auto expense, you know,
yeah,
typically you've got your insurance, you've got your gas, you've got your car payment, maybe you've got parking or parking tickets, God forbid if you're one or two. How would you know about the brakes? What is something that anyone can kind of do to know a little bit about
when you need to replace them? Well, typically, you're going to hear noise.
I don't hear anything.
Even before, there's a couple of things. I can tell if I need brakes, typically. It starts with the rotor. You'll start hearing screeching. But then when your pedal starts going further down than it used to go, it's a wearing thing.
And I thought that was just me driving in heels.
Nope, that's not it. There are signs. More than anything, people use the internet is a wonderful place. It's not checking your Facebook page. I promise.
Give us a couple of sites. .com about your car. How can we take ownership?
Okay. Website that I love. Absolutely. Call repair.com.
Okay.
You can put in the going on with your car. It is. But even better than that, Andrea, area where you live, your zip code or your city and state, going on with your car, and it will tell you what the average cost for that repair is in your car. So you have power now.
You can go right in there and say, I'm the X, Y, and Z.
Exactly.
Just like when I go out to buy some shoes or food, I know. But this is a great resource.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Your journey in your business. You're
okay.
So driven as a business. What were your biggest fears?
I don't know if I would as much as I would say question. There was a question in my mind. When I started Wheels on Time in Chicago in June of 2014, there were no other businesses dedicated to rent to own. So for me, it was about proving the concept. Sometimes if there's an area, reason, because it doesn't
right.
work. You know what I mean?
Niche businesses, because there is a
reason.
So that's great. I
yeah.
love that. What was your first step? You had said business plan. So
yes.
When we're talking about business and getting something going, who wrote your business plan?
Actually, I wrote my business plan. I actually went to an entrepreneurial class. It was a 9-month course. Right in a suburb of Chicago with Living Word Christian Center. It's called the Joseph Business School. And they have a 9-month accredited course, and it took you through the process of writing a business plan from A to Z. So each class was pretty much a section of the business. It was awesome.
What was the biggest obstacle?
My biggest obstacle was probably educating my market. People didn't know about what I do. So they were apprehensive, to say the least. You know, so it was educating my public.
So why Wheels on Time? That, I mean, it sounds like I'm a rival, a speed arrival for the airport. Where did that come from?
I actually thought that up. My tagline initially was on time, over time, anytime. Wheels on Time. If you need wheels right now, we have them for you right now.
Well, I love it. So part of the Women Talking Cars right here with Andrea Metcalf is to bring women their own show. Now, Sandra, you're going to be pulling out your own show. Tell us a little bit about your show that we're going to expect to see just in the next few.
Okay. We have a new show. I have a new show called The War Room. It's Women in Auto Repairs, and it's all about changing the way women see auto repairs, using education, the stereotype of auto repairs being rocket science. It's not.
Well, and it's not just for women or men. It's International Women's Day. We're talking about how we celebrate women. This is definitely a celebration with your business, Wheels on Time, and launching your new show. What guests can we
I have two women that are coming up I'm going to interview that they're both near and dear to my heart because they both support two things that are near and dear to my heart. One is Molly Cantrell Craig, and she has a business. I'm not going to tell you business that focuses on helping women transition from welfare to work. And my other guest is Dana Oswald, and she has a business that provides employment opportunities for veterans when they transition out of the military to get jobs. So since I'm a U.S. Army veteran and obviously a woman, these two women are two of my favorite people.
That. You know, we can't do a show without some of our sponsors. So I want to just quick shout outs to Mac Tools, Great Talk Radio, BMW Windy City, BobRoman.com, and Field CJD. They are our sponsors. We are always welcome aboard more sponsors. We want to help you bring your business to life. So WheelsOnTime.com, give me just one more quick about what that business does and how people can find you.
Yes, Wheels on Time is a new tire and auto repair financing company. You can find us online at www.wheelsontime.com. That's Wheels with a Z, ontime.com.
Hey, Wheels Like a Z. That's just like I'm talking cars.com. This is Andrea Metcalf. This is Women Talking Cars. We're going to be here live featuring so many great women that are going to bring to life, and men, we'll have them as guests, about how you can drive your best vehicle, what drives you, and where you're going to drive your next car to. I'm Andrea Metcalf with Women Talking Cars. Thank you so much, Sandra, for joining me.
You're so welcome.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
So we're signed out. Clear. We're not. All right, well, let's try that again. Women Talking Cars. I'm Andrea.
Now you're clear.
Sorry about that.
Yay!
This is the guy I actually went to. I had an Audi A4.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get tires, all four of them, for my A4.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Audi. They wanted $1,200 for it, just for the tires, not the installation.
Now you know why I'm in business.
Well, this gentleman not only got me all four tires, scroll book, mounting, balancing, and actually recap my drain plug in my oil pan for the stripping.
Wow. I need to get him as a partner.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I have a customer from Lake Zurich, and I end up getting, because I have a retailer that I work with in Hoffman Estates, and we got his tires through there.
Perfect, yeah.
But, yeah,
but, this gentleman is the premier Corvette repair guy in all of Northern
Corvette. Ohio. Now, that's even better.
Yeah, you,
okay.
I've been in there. I've never seen less than 10 Corvettes sitting on his pocket. Yeah, he is a good.
Thank you so much. I will. I'm at, what do you know the owner's name or a salesperson?
It's actually Mr. Limber himself.
Thank you so much. That was awesome.
You did awesome.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I'm not here when you finish.
Okay.
Thank
great
you.
Job. You have the camera angles. You did beautifully. You so clearly.
Had good energy.
Thank you.
Yay.
So, Law Talk is still running. And we're vamping and ready for...
We are vamping. The war room is...
That's yours?
The war room
is...
Okay,
so
I am so excited. I'm loving this.
Yes, thank you for having me.
No worries. I would definitely have to have a Bunker Lab company. So,
yeah.
And you're woman-owned as well. So,
yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, War Room to Live. We're excited.
Yeah.
Going. You look fabulous today.
Thank you. You look fabulous.
Yeah.
Can't just bring this around so the mic can be kind of grabbed. So, go ahead back to the regular position.
Celebrating International Women's Day today. That is so awesome that we are here at Talking Cars. Awesome.
Yeah. Was that planned?
No.
Like, what a coincidence.
That was a great coincidence.
Yeah.
That was awesome. International Women's Day today.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. We had no idea.
Right. I didn't either until...
Okay.
I'm so excited.
We are ready to start up a live stream whenever you are.
Great. You ready?
Okay. One moment. Door.
And that's the camera right there with the little blue
thing. Let me get a sound check on you.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. I love Sandra. She's
great.
Beautiful. Okay.
Awesome.
I'm sorry?
You're beautiful too.
Oh, thank you.
And okay, we're ready to start.
Hi, we're so glad you're here.
I'll cue you.
Okay, thanks.
I'm
going to,
whatever. Yeah, it's starting time for me. Okay, because I need.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going to move.
He's like, today?
All right.
Silent. Hello, this is Sandra Edwards, and you are in the War Room, where we provide education to help women have a positive approach to auto repairs. Here on Talking Cars, my first is Dana Osborne. Thank you so much. We are both Bunker Lab companies. If you don't know what Bunker Labs is, it's an accelerator for military veterans or military entrepreneurs. And I am so happy that you're here, Dana.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Dana has a company that we're going to talk to her about today, and I'm not even going to attempt to tell you everything that they do. I'm going to give it right over to you, Dana. So tell us about Veterans Prime.
Sure. Thanks for having us, Andrew. You look beautiful. Veterans Prime, we are a professional search and placement firm for military veterans transitioning out of the military or into industry-specific jobs that they have experience in. So we have a range of clients. We have manufacturing, energy, renewable energy sales, and we help the transition process. So
I really appreciate that because, as you know, I'm a U.S. Army veteran. It's also a veteran, but I'm going to let her tell you about that. So tell us about your military career.
I was in the Marine Corps, and I was really excited. I knew I wanted to join since young primary grade. It was more known, so I wasn't sure what that all entailed. Both of my grandfathers were in World War II. Both of them had brothers that didn't come home, and it was just really exciting to figure out what that. So that was a big challenge. When I told my grandfather that I was joining the Marine Corps, the look on his face I knew 100% I wanted to be a part of the organization that he was in. So kind of what led me into making that final decision and jumping off the ledge. And it's been the best decision of my entire life.
Because that was absolutely my next question. Any regrets?
No, absolutely not. Because I get to meet people like you every single day and all of our veteran networks in around the United States and around Chicago are just so strong.
Okay, so tell me about what drove you to start Veterans Prime.
So my last officer in charge while I was in the Marine Corps, my colonel's husband was running a corporate recruiting firm for veterans, Lewis Long. He's my partner now. And I went to work for him.
Wow.
Yeah. So I networked myself into this industry. And we rebranded in 2012 as Veterans Prime to 100% focus on veterans. And try and fill that space as they're transitioning out and coming into corporate America. There's a space there, and it's a huge interruption in life. So, and that's where we come in. And lots of technical opportunities, hiring managers out there that want responsive, technically proficient, high-end technicians. I mean, we have them.
Yeah.
And they're there.
Wow. So if you could name one of the companies that you provide, you know, employees for. Is anybody we heard of before?
Yeah, I mean, you know, across the board, we have manufacturing facilities, we have renewable energy firms that we work with, large, I mean, it ranges.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah, and more openings every single day. So we're really excited to focus, you know, on the veteran population because it's, you know, it's that upper 2% of the best 10% of our population that's going to complement your company and make it better.
And I'm sure being a veteran yourself, there has to be an even extra incentive, you know, to do your job well because you understand the life. You're not just someone that's a civilian that has never gone through what the veterans who you get jobs for have gone through.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So it's exciting, and I love serving. You know, there was a disconnect when I got out of the Marine Corps because I wasn't serving anymore and I felt empty, but I knew I wanted to try and make the transition and make money in corporate America and the civilian sector, but I was missing the serving side.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's great to have Veterans Prime because every single day I get to help.
Amen. I love that. So tell us about being a liaison for the Wounded Warrior Project.
Sure. So this was with the Marine for Life program inside of the Marine Corps. And this is before the Wounded Warrior regiments both stood up. Mm. And this is kind of before we had any sort of structure to support. And it was just fascinating, sad, every emotion you can ever, you know. But it was from anything from making sure that the families got to where their wounded Marines were. To the hospital, assistance, funding, aid, whatever, to making sure all the way to the end, you know, if they were able to work after they transitioned out and they were well, okay, they had a place to go find a job.
That sounds really admirable. And I'm sure you were very good at it.
Yeah, I loved it.
Good. So tell me about some challenges with work life.
Sure. Yeah, I don't really think there is much of a work-life balance. Because you work, I mean, the majority of your life is work.
Sure.
So if you're not happy with what you're doing with work, that's another story.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you're happy with your work, mm-hmm, and then you go home and you have kids, I mean, it's all going to fall into place. So there is no work-life balance. Work, the majority of the time you're going to be working.
And you have little ones, right?
Yeah, we have a 2- and a 3-year-old boys.
Ooh, bless your heart. That's got to be a lot of energy in and of itself if you have to.
My husband's a saint. He's definitely the one that balances things out.
Great.
Yeah.
So, okay, tell me what was your biggest challenge since starting Veterans Prime and moving back to Chicago?
Yeah, finding – Chicago's a beast, you know, and finding where you fit in inside of this city is hard. So it was at a Bears tailgate. I ran into a 21-year-old girl who was working one of the bars, and she said, "Have you ever heard of the bunker? They just did a pilot launch or what they just," and I said, "No." And they're like, it's for people like you.
Wow.
And so they had just launched, and that was part of the first cohort.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard of the bunker, everything blossomed from there. I was able to find Marines. So people just like us,
yes,
wanting to start businesses, wanting to grow inside their companies. So the challenge was finding the veteran network. And then once I did, capitalizing,
absolutely,
inside of that network, yeah, and just really loving all the people that,
yeah, I love Bunker Labs. It's definitely a community in and of itself. You can really, really appreciate being around other veterans who think like you think. They have the same goals that you have, and the Bunker Labs just brings that all together. I was in the second cohort. I know you were in the first one, but they have an epic class that they give, and I've taken both classes. So they're like, "Oh, you're just a glutton for punishment." Apparently so, but I learned something every class. They are awesome. I love them to death, and I'm gonna have someone from Bunker Labs on soon.
Texas. So you guys stay tuned to that. So now describe to me who the ideal candidate would be to utilize Veterans Prime.
Sure. So like I said, we work with various industries, but our technical background, so the electromechanical, the logic control, hydraulic, pneumatic, the in those areas that transition out, we have some great job openings for them right now. So a lot of the listener base, ours, yeah. I mean, I there's a lot of parallels there. So the hiring managers that are listening, the upper echelons of I'm the go-between. So I'm the middleman. If you want some of those technical, I don't even want to say top 10%. So the responsive, the just the drive, the heart and soul of wanting to make for better, like you get in the Marine Corps and the Army and the Navy. That's what they have.
That's
so
amazing.
It's exciting.
Because I often get a lot of questions from people. So how do you think your military benefited you as an entrepreneur? So I'm going to let you answer that. What skills did you learn in the military that's helped you to thrive in the life of entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think having the heart and soul and the drive to just want to, no matter what, our jobs, right? Mm-hmm. So just wanting to help, serve, and make whoever you come in contact with
better.
That's what I learned from the Marine Corps. I just loved it so much. I loved the people around me so much. I loved the people, you know, I could trust. I learned so much. And, you know, just surround in the civilian sector too. You know, surrounding yourself with those kinds of people is what you learn to carry forward. Because there's days where I'm like, this, even now, this might not be, but. You know, my partner, another Marine, his wife, the colonel. I mean, just everyone is just, it's this huge support system, and it's what you learn.
And it really is. So tell me, okay, we had talked about the people that could most benefit from your Veterans Prime. You know, a lot of people come back from the military and they are disabled. Do you guys get positions for disabled veterans as well?
You know, we do. And a lot of the positions that we have open in field service, they have different departments inside of their companies that can support.
Okay.
So it's never, you have a lot of drive, you have those technical abilities, even if you're in sales or marketing, I mean, always reach out to us. Always network and go onto our website, veteransprime.com, and get in there, get your resume in there, and you'll benefit.
And that. So how can our listeners or people in the audience get more information about Veterans Prime?
Sure. We're at www.veteransprime.com. So P-R-I-M-E, veteransprime.com. We have a Facebook page, a Twitter page. I'm working on Instagram. We broadcast our jobs out from the website. Some of them we leave on. Some are a little bit old, but we leave them on because they're continuously cycling. Even if you see something that you might fit into and it doesn't look open, it doesn't matter. Pick up the phone and call one of us. We have an awesome senior recruiter, Diana Willis. Her heartstrings are just with the military. Like I said, my partner, Lou, former Marine. So it's just pick up the phone and network your way through.
That sounds great. Do you have a phone number you want to provide as well?
Sure. VeteransPrime.com, 847-877. 4122, and they're all listed on the websites under contact, and then you could scroll through and see everything.
So excited to have you here. Okay, so last but not least, would you like to give a shout out to our men and women in uniform?
I would. Semper Fi, God is safe, and call us when you get home.
Amen. So in parting, I would just like to say, America is free because of the brave. Remember veterans on Veterans Day and every day. Thank them for your freedom. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Ooh, all right. So your blog talk is still going, but that's fine. We can be doing our thing.
Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. That was wonderful.
Okay,
job, Dana.
Right?
Great job.
She's awesome.
I brought up the Wounded Warriors website. I brought up Veterans Crime website. So
thank you.
Have some nice views of that.
Okay. Yeah. You're awesome.
So,
thank you.
Terrific.
Oh, I meant. Oh, wait, can people hear me?
Yes, but that's
okay.
Long talk.
Yeah, I mean, that would. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
We have to give a shout out to Todd Collins, Justin, Becca.
I'll be doing
that. Yes. Okay, good.
Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah, take care.
Well done,
Tom.
This is Benjamin.
Oh, yes.
It's on the wall right there.
Yes. That's right. Is it two?
It's starting to die.
Or is this one that's never
turned
back on?
Oh, yeah. That one is
starting. Okay. Yeah. This one's dead, too.
Absolutely.
So I believe I have two spare batteries already.
I'm going to get out the way and buy you. I'll do that. And just call me when you're
done, okay? Okay. It'll literally just be like a moment. We need to crank.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Let me see how this one. Yeah, okay. That one for sure is good. This one may be dead.
Hi, this is Greg Hughes from Apple.
Hey there, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
This guy runs the show. What he says goes.
What he really means by that is what he says goes.
This will be our new show of Talking Cars and Real Estate with Greg Hughes.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
It should only be.
Okay. Is, okay.
I think I got it.
4 years.
What's the cue on the radio? The radios are down?
Oh, no. The Blog Talk's still cranking. Yeah, it's still going with Sandra. It's just vamping. But nothing. I could just mute it.
There you go.
After this one,
so we got an hour and 16 left on Blog Talk. I created a 2 hour.
I mean, I could kill this.
We've got one more guest.
Restart.
Molly's the next guest, I believe.
Yes, Molly is the next guest.
Okay, good. Pause recording. We put Sandra up on the website, right? We did that, the link.
Yes.
Okay. Because right now this should just be waiting for the event to go live. It was live, and we'll be just set on waiting. I wish there was a pausing. We're pausing right now.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
exactly. A quick media can come up with you on the audio side.
You know, we do need to do that. I have that on my to-do list.
Yeah.
Is something to just put on.
Yeah, exactly.
What would be good is to actually just play your sizzle reels back to back when those are done.
Yeah, there's two of them done. Kelly's got two of them. The three other ones. Somebody corrupted it on the Napoli property.
Oh,
I'm not giving that to somebody.
He is set up for two. Okay, so he's obviously not going to be going. Actually, he's set up.
Great.
Yeah, great. Hey,
Steve? And Sam, if you and your next guest will start as soon as I mention something to Steve. And Ryan will situate your microphone.
Yes.
What time do you want to have you and Greg?
Sorry.
After this, you could go.
Also,
I would do a 3 o'clock.
Or yeah, or a closer. 2:30.
Yeah. 2:30 would be very, very small. He knows.
Sure.
Put it for 3.
All right, I don't
want
to fall backwards. I was warned about
this. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Over there. Return.
Hello.
Is this close?
Because generally, about a fist or two fists at the furthest, but generally a fist. Two fists is really too far.
Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's perfect. And I
You sure?
Yeah. That kind of pointing that way. They're just the same. That's the only place. The ears.
Be clipped on.
Good. You guys can go ahead and just bounce your back a little forward while we check some levels.
Okay.
Make sure everything's good.
I am so glad you're here. I appreciate you coming. So. Yay. I can see awesome women, so this.
Well, I am glad. I think it's really interesting with women who seek to elevate each other, because it's so important to really invest. I think that when you can run across another individual who understands the value in helping others succeed, everyone succeeds faster. So I'm really glad to be a part of a great studio. Just so much fun. I met so many neat people.
And it's International
Women's Day. Yes, I'm wearing it today to celebrate International Women's Day.
Yes.
So there's a lot of folks who are out there working really hard, good things, and it's always nice for when you're doing things or, you know, just doing what you need to do. That's I heard someone called that everyday heroism. You know, a lot of people don't really think they make a difference, but just, you know, showing a difference.
Yeah. I agree with that totally. When you don't even know that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
that was great.
Excellent.
Everybody quiet, and I'll say it out loud. What I'm going to do then is start recording, start streaming, and then start the pre-roll run, and when it gets to the 3, 2, 3, 2.
Kind of.
He's really good.
Have every kind.
Hi, I'm Sandra Edwards. Welcome to where we, through education, have a more positive approach to auto repairs. Today, we're not talking about auto repairs so much as we're talking about women and cars. My guest today is Molly Cantrell Craig.
Unfortunately, we just lost the main camera, so I'm going to kill this stream and recording, and we'll just leave this one online.
Okay.
For some reason, though, that camera just died.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. I think what happened is it lost its charge like this one did, and I'm just going to have to trade it out. We'll just do that all over again.
Okay.
Feel free to bam. Just talk amongst yourselves.
An oxymoron is neither an ox nor a moron. Discuss.
I think this is going to be good, though. So, okay. But you're going to an international women's event later today.
Yes.
Okay.
There's something, and if you want to say something about that, we could. I sit the who's it's here. Sorry about that. My hand is at the bottom of the mic. Are my levels still all right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's going to be Avenue, and so it's hosted by Chicago, which is a bunch of women who are self-employed and work for others and whatnot, and there's some stay-at-home. So it's a really great consortium of women who are working to help other women. There's so many of those groups, though, in Chicago, which is really pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
really
they need
cool.
it.
Oh,
really
yeah,
are.
I agree.
Yeah.
And what I find interesting about Chicago, because I moved here from small town Iowa. I mean, where one of my teachers taught my mother. So I think that people think that if you're in the big city, people don't, everyone's, you know, out for. Right. And what I found to be true in Chicago is that there are so many people who are willing to help you.
There are.
There really are. And I mean, every driver to a multi-million, billion-dollar company, there's a big willingness for people to reach out and help, which I find refreshing and encouraging. I find it wonderful.
Yeah, that's needed too, especially in a big city when you're not from that city and you don't know anybody, or you know, it can be very isolating when you feel like nobody cares or nobody. And I don't think that's the culture of Chicago.
It's not at all. And what was really surprising to me when I moved here, again, coming from small town Iowa, I had the vision of Chicago being a bunch of skyscrapers, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I moved up here, I realized that it truly is a city of each neighborhood has a pizza place and the churches, and it's a little teeny town. And I think about beaches being part of Chicago.
Yeah.
So, Michigan dirt, but I mean the people would be on beach any moment. Now we're going to be having people going around those beaches because it's finally going to get warm around here.
Yay.
Thank goodness.
I was looking forward to that. Oh, I'm amazed.
I love it.
So I love this one.
Yeah, and I love all the music fests, and you can go all the
We have a really great
fest.
Park district. Chicago has an awesome park district, so there's always
Absolutely. And I mean, they've got the Pritzker Pavilion, and you've got trees, and you've got
and ironically,
the gym.
They do this in all the park districts.
Yes.
So all around the city, have to go downtown.
Mm-hmm. I did see Ferris Bueller last year. 70,000 up when the scene where everybody in the pavilion area was on their feet doing the twist. Hilarious. Also, really fun because you think.
We're ready, jaded. You are. All right, here we go. New camera.
Hi, Sandra Edwards Room. Today, our guest is Molly Cantrell Craig. She has an awesome business that I'm going to absolutely let her tell you about, but welcome to the War Room. Thank you so much for coming, Molly. You know I love you so much. We've become fast friends. I just met her a couple of weeks ago, but I so love what she does that I just wanted to be a friend. So tell us about Women with Drive.
Of course. Thank you, Sandra. What I really like about we met actually at a women's event at the Chicago Auto Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking a little bit earlier about how fun it is to connect with women who get things done and women who support other women, which I find exhilarating and invigorating. I established a nonprofit called Women with Drive Foundation, and what we do is we provide cars to women in transition who are working really hard and they're needing that car to get to a position of economic emancipation, really. Mm-hmm. So we work with organizations who help us identify these women, and we provide them with a car so that they can keep their jobs.
Amen.
Yeah, it's very important.
I'm sure it's important. I've been homeless. One, as you, if you heard my story with Andrea, I've been homeless. So when you're trying to get back on your feet and you know you have to have a vehicle, especially in a city like Chicago, even though they have a really great public transportation system, a lot of times the jobs that are available are in the suburbs.
That's exactly right.
So if you can't get to, or you may be able to get to it because the suburban buses run during the day, but if you get off after 5 or 6 o'clock, you may be at the mercy of trying to figure out how you're going to get home.
Correct.
So I think what you do is awesome. I love it. And I'm just going to ask you, where did you get the idea for Women with Drive?
Well, I actually lived it 27
wow.
years ago. I was a single mom on welfare living in Iowa in my mom's farmhouse.
Wow.
And my daughter was 4 months old at the time, and I was going to school, and I didn't have a car. So I had a friend who was a welder who would drop me off at college 2 hours before classes started at a burger joint across from campus. And I would do my homework. And then when school was done, he'd pick me up and I'd take care of my baby and start the whole thing over the next day. So there's so many women who are working hard and they need that small little boost that a car provides so that she can literally change her future and the trajectory of where she's going.
Thank you so much for what you do, Molly.
You're welcome.
I've never heard of the concept before, but as soon as I met you and you told me what you do, it just went, oh,
yeah.
Like this is God sent. So
yeah.
Tell me about what type of hurdles have you had to, get over life period?
Well, I think that part of the biggest hurdle as an individual before I started Women with Drive, and so once I actually started overcoming that confidence barrier and taking chances and moving forward in my career, it got easier and easier and easier. And actually the reason Women with Drive was established is I worked in media. I have a media background that includes radio and media publishing, things like that, advertising agencies. And I was working at an advertising agency. And on Friday the 13th, we had lost a major client.
Wow.
Let go. On Friday the 13th, I lost my job, which was exciting in retrospect. But the day that I lost my job, I called my friends and was looking for a job in media again. And one of my friends, nonprofits you're talking about. And so I was really pushed out of the nest. So the biggest hurdle in that case was just acting, taking that action. People stay trapped in fear or the what ifs or what can go wrong. And sometimes I think when you're pushed into a situation where it's sink or swim, you're going to fall in a short order. And that's what happened with Women with Drive.
It's funny that you say that because I've talked to a lot of people about and where they are. And a lot of times it's just life letting them know that it's time to do it. Because, as human beings, we tend to procrastinate, and we keep it, and we hold on to it, and I'm going to do this one day. And it's like life just says, okay, today is the day. Click, and it'll just put you in a circle. Say, okay. So it really ends up being a leap of faith.
Exactly. Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so. But the thing that's really funny about the leap of faith thing, there's a quote that Ray Bradbury has about leap and then your wings will form. And for me, the wings are always going to be the network that you're building without knowing you've been building it by becoming. And then when you take that leap of faith, those wings form around you because they're the friends. Well, this show is a couple of that. sure that that's something you're supposed to be doing.
To add to that.
Sure.
It's funny to me how people, they won't do things because, well, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yeah, you'll learn.
You will. The how is always something that keeps saying that God created them to do.
Agreed.
And I always say, stay in your lane.
Yep.
The how is not you. That's not your lane. You're just supposed to, when the opportunity presents itself, you're ready.
You can step in.
Because if you don't, then you prolong that opportunity presenting itself.
Exactly.
So I think it's really important to just pay attention to life. Do you know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
And not always be, because people are very quick to not want anything bad to happen. No, that's not what you want necessarily. You know, because sometimes bad lessons are in bad things.
They're tucked into those bad
things. They're tucked into those bad things. So you want to fail fast.
Yep.
You want to make sure if you go through something, get the lesson out of it so that you can move on. So tell me this. What inspired you to choose Chicago to come and you know, expand Women with Drive?
Well, I think the number one reason for me was that prior to starting the organization, I worked in clean tech and biofuels when I lived in Iowa. So I was doing a lot of business in Chicago regardless.
Okay.
And so I was very familiar with the town. And the town, it's the third biggest city in the world, and I'm calling it a town. But what was also really important to me, because I've been to L.A., I've spoken in New York City, and I love both of those cities, mm-hmm. but there's a specific type of vibe that's here in Chicago that allows organizations like ours to flourish, because Chicago is very much a city that will understand the power of incubation and say, okay, you got a great idea. How can we make it work? Let's work together to make this happen. So there's this optimistic pragmatism that exists here in Chicago as a vibe. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of the actual resources and bricks and mortar and nuts and bolts of an organization, it has all of the variables needed to solve the problem of mobility. Mm-hmm. Because, again, the number one reason welfare-to-work programs fail is lack of reliable transportation. So in Iowa, that had to take the shape of a private vehicle. But in Chicago, as you said, there's some people who might not need a car all the time. They may need a Zip car. They may need a Lyft or another car sharing device. One of our recipients is a welder. So, yeah, she needs an actual car because you can't take your welding stuff on the train with you. Right. But I knew that there were enough variables and enough organizations and enough brains in Chicago to make it happen. So
okay.
That's why we showed up. That's why we're here.
Great. Well, I know that you were chosen as CNN's 10 visionary women.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, I think I was talking about this with someone earlier in terms of how do you go viral or how do you make something happen? And I think that to reverse engineer any of your actions with the understanding of how am I going to make myself go viral, you're never going to go viral.
Mm.
When you pay attention and stay in your lane and do your job the way you're supposed to do it, that gives off a vibe and it gives off an energy and it creates a light so that you become something and someone that other people notice. And I was in, I had a friend of mine who was in CNN, but I was actually just an associate for a while. And in January of 2014, he sent me an email that said we had an editorial board meeting for International Women's Day coming up in March, which was again in 2014. So it's got a special day for me. And he says, we were talking about people we could honor as part of women who were making things happen.
Oh, wow.
And I brought up your name. So you may get a call from someone. And I ended up going through the vetting process. And that's what happened. But it wasn't me coming up to Chicago saying, I'm going to be on CNN someday.
Right.
It was me busting my butt and doing my job and making sure that I was creating value.
And
that got noticed.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You just do the best you can where you are with what you have. And whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. The universe will.
But and I was very honored, and not to minimize anything about that.
Yeah.
It's an extreme honor, and was really surreal to see my face on the homepage of CNN for a while. That was pretty bizarre, but also very cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, to Molly's credit, she's actually an author as well. Tell us about your book.
Well, thank you. It's called Life in the Driver's Seat: Women with Drive and Beyond. And so what happened was, as I began Women with Drive. Because I have a media background, I used to serve on a lot of boards and was always in the position of the media person on the board because that's what I understood. That was my background. And so I didn't really know a lot about forming a nonprofit. So I learned the hard way a lot of times. There was a lot of our lessons that I learned the hard way, which is, you know, again, that lesson is sometimes tucked into bad things. But so many people were asking me, how did you start it? Why did you start it? What's your thing about how is it like a business and how is it like a startup and how is it like social entrepreneurism? And so I put together an ebook, it's a small book that's a quick read, but it's an amalgamation of stories and observations about what it's like to go out and start something on your own. Because the other thing that's interesting about our book, or my book rather, is that it talks about stories about me in Iowa. And it also talks about those lessons that entrepreneurs face on the day before payroll, and you're wondering how you're going to make this happen. Or you're also wondering why you started this road. You know, so all these are stories that are all also going to appeal to people who are going through anything different or a pivot. And then the other thing that's central about Women with Drive is that we approach the women we partner with as entrepreneurs.
Okay.
They are the CEO of you. And so the book is also very much a part of taking ownership for one's own direction.
Mm.
You cannot go anywhere as long as you're assigning blame or your energy to an outside party.
Yes.
But when you take ownership of putting yourself in the driver's seat of your life, you have a capacity and ability to actually direct where you want to go. So
Amen.
That's also part of the book as well.
Amen. Wow.
That, yeah.
I just think what you do is awesome. I know it's definitely needed. Tell me how the audience can learn more about the Women with Drive Foundation.
Okay. Well, I have a website for myself. And
okay. What's your web address?
Well, my web address is mollycantrellcraig.com. So that's just how my name is spelled. No dashes, no nothing, just mollycantrellcraig.com. And on the top nav, there's a link to the Women with Drive website. And there's also some information on my website about my story and some other things about how I got myself to Chicago. But womenwithdrive.org is our website specifically about the organization. And that's going to have information about the statistics about who we serve, why we're there, how your work benefits women here in Chicago. Some of our recipients thus far are a welder, a nursing student. Some of their stories are going to be uploaded here soon. So it may not be out there, but you'll be able to see a good snapshot of how we work.
Great.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. I will definitely stay tuned to your website. So you know that Talking Cars, they support the soldiers, families.
Yes.
So I would really appreciate it, because I'm a veteran as well, if you could give a shout out to our women and men in uniform.
Oh, I'd love to. Well, not only now, I mean, because I have a cousin, three cousins who serve in, they're in the armed forces, in the Air Force.
Amen.
But I also have a couple friends of mine in the Navy who I respect what veterans and people who are currently serving sacrifice, and also the sacrifices that are made by their families.
Yeah.
Because when those families are without a mom or he or she is in, like the Coast Guard or the National Guard, if they're not at home, the people they live with are also making a sacrifice. So it's a very much a group. And I know that there's also a lot of veterans who are either underemployed or unemployed, and so they would absolutely be welcome to work with. You know, one of the reasons we moved to Chicago is organizations who can help us identify individuals like veterans who are ready to contribute in a different way, and they just need that tool of mobility to truly get.
So what would you like to say to the troops?
Thank you, for one, is always my first, is thank you for your service. Thank you for to put yourself on the line for the rest of us. That's something that's, I think, really important. And that it's a big responsibility to put on that uniform. And I think it's something that people don't do lightly. And I just wanted to let you all know that I respect that and I appreciate it.
Military veteran, your appreciation is appreciated. This is Sandra Edwards. And I just want to say what I always say. America is the home of the free because of the brave. Please, at some point, whenever you can, take time to thank a service member, a veteran, a policeman even. We love you. Maybe not be able to identify you all, but we owe you all. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.
Oh, great. But
uh-oh.
I had a snafu in the beginning of the show.
Uh-oh.
It could be my fault. I did not get the stream of the beginning.
because I didn't hit the button. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to recording because we have time. At least if y'all have time.
Yeah,
we have time in terms of the schedule.
Yeah, I don't know what
it
was looking like,
but you actually were good on time. Yeah, you were great on time. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. You were 15 and.
Oh my.
Dude, nice.
So what I wanted to do is this back and listen to what y'all talk. I'm gonna. Oh, hold on a second. I'm gonna post this. So I want you to basically repeat until so just basically introducing your business.
Okay.
Introing, when intro it fresh.
Okay.
How you met, love having her as a guest.
Okay.
Women would drive for.
Okay.
And I think that you cut it back on again. You were basically at toward the end of the women would drive description.
Okay.
And on to the next question. So I'm going to minute 20 in, and I know I looked at it and it was 2-something.
Okay, so we should start from the beginning and go to
get the idea for women.
Is that what was on here?
No, we.
Oh, okay.
It didn't get
like splice.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put together this. Okay. Is the recording of what we all.
Okay.
And I'm going to up the line of our actual video.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
So we'll, and then
so we'll basically over so you can cut it back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we do the whole intro.
Cover the how you met. Mm-hmm. What is Women with Drive? Mm-hmm. And go get all the way through how.
Yeah.
And then
we'll
stop
do it.
After you explain.
Okay.
Where it came from.
Okay.
Okay.
I might as well just go ahead and do this. This is just a part. Just for the sake of it. I'm not going to stream this either.
Okay. Right. Right.
Looking at the program. So I'm just going to record it. And I will record it with your media at the beginning.
Okay.
So I'll do the.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sandra Edwards. Welcome to the War Room, where we are changing the way women approach auto repairs. I am so happy interviewing one of my new fast friends a couple of weeks ago, and she has a business totally awesome. I love her energy. I just really get into this interview. And she is the company called Women with Drive, Molly.
Welcome. Absolutely. Thank you. Women with Drive was created as a way to really just give back and also to emancipate women. The number one reason welfare to work programs fail is lack of organization. Mm-hmm. And you and I met at the Chicago Auto Show.
Yes.
And I was just impressed immediately with what you're doing with, because it's all about teaching someone and giving someone the tools to succeed, the ability to change life. And in the case of Women with Drive, providing a person with a can have that tool to economically emancipate herself. It's the number one reason welfare to work programs fail.
And I know that this program is near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely. Yeah, Women with Drive actually started because I was the woman we serve. Mm-hmm. I was living in a farmhouse in Iowa, and mom, and I had a 4-month-old kid, and I was going to college, and I didn't have a car. So mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine who drove me back and forth to school, and as I graduated, newspapers and whatnot, and became successful in that field, I just got to a point where I knew that this was something that other people in order to succeed. So I created Women with Thrive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are some of the hurdles that you had to succeed? Because obviously you've done a great job. You have accolades from everywhere, every DC, Chicago, to the Huntington. You did a great job at getting the word out there. So I'm really glad that we can try to expand that the vision.
Well, thank
you.
Will. The thing about those other just speaks to the universal need for transportation.
Absolutely.
It is an absolutely national problem. The hurdles that I get here, a lot of them were actually self-imposed, as I think a lot of our hurdles are. Mm-hmm. Mostly it was just my own confidence to mm-hmm. truly step out and in a leap of faith and take this action. Can I do it? Is it something that's But I really think that if you've got an idea that is something that you feel compelled and called to do, I think an obligation to see how to make it. And that first obstacle of just really trying and showing up and putting out that faith to see what's possible, and then letting things happen and being mm-hmm. able to recognize opportunities and seize upon them and work with that opportunity is central to success. And that's how those other opportunities show up in your life.
And I think the one thing is being prepared.
Come to a break.
Being prepared when the opportunity presents itself.
I think absolutely. Our part in any equation is doing the work on ourselves and asking for the ability to recognize opportunity when it comes. And then when something comes along, seize it. One of my sayings that I think I invented somewhere along the line is the best way to thank someone for giving you a chance is to take it.
Yep.
I think Yeah, yeah. And that's what all people really want. I mean, and to pay it forward, which is what Women with Drive Foundation is. I believe that it's really, I love the quote by Michelle Obama that once you get to a point where you have succeeded, you don't shut the door.
Right.
You reach back.
Absolutely.
And you help someone else through and you help someone else up. And that's what Women with Drive really is. It's a way to give back and to help economically emancipate other women who are like me, because I was her. And I think that we all need a little help once in a while. And being present for other people is how we pay. Well, who is it that says rent? Rent is, what is it? Service is the rent we pay. Who is that? Maya Angelou? Gosh darn it.
Maybe.
Someone will tell you. Some will email you and tell you who quoted that. I know that that'll happen before this goes, over the airwaves or whatever. Someone will be tweeting to you right now, I'm sure of it.
Thank you.
Yay! All right.
So you got enough content to fix it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. I just needed that very beginning part to be re-shadowed.
Yeah, I don't want to break
it. Thank you very much. I appreciate
you.
Oh,
my gosh. Thank you. I really great. And
yay!
This was
awesome. Thank you, Jacob. This is awesome. Thank you for coming and grabbing me. I appreciate you doing that so much. It's my, you're so welcome. So welcome. I think I'm going to go.
Okay. I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Yeah, definitely.
Uh-oh. No, we'll be